Hello, precious saints. I received this word on the 30th of December, 2022. It's quite a sobering word. I'm not going to add anything to it. I'm just going to read what I recorded from the Lord. Sit and scribe, daughter. This word will not delight or enthrall. It will not titillate the senses or make men leap for joy. It will bring instant sobriety and inner reflection. And this is good, for a man must examine himself to make certain he is in the faith before he is called to suffer for his faith. The half-hearted will fall by the wayside in the year ahead, for it will not be a year of great heights and spiritual exploits. It will not be a year of ease and plenty. It will be a year that separates the men from the boys, a year when leanness of spirit and cleanness of teeth will be bedfellows. And those who have not heeded the many years of warnings to prepare, both in the spiritual and the natural, will find themselves herded into the camp destined for slaughter. Those who have not stored up my word in their hearts will find themselves grasping at straws and reverting to leaning on their own understanding. And this will prove fatal, as wave after wave of demonic design is unleashed upon the already weary world population. Only those aligned to my plumb line of truth will discern the subtle deceptions that saturate the atmosphere and be able to sidestep attempts to ensnare them. A wise man sees evil and hides himself. The foolish pass on and are punished with suffering. It will be keenly evident who is wise and who is foolish amongst my people in the days ahead. Those governed by their stomachs will sell their souls for a few slices of bread and willingly allow a yoke to be placed upon their necks. But the wise will choose the bread that came down from heaven, no matter the price they must pay personally to remain holy unto me. The pursuit and persecution of those who choose the narrow way will increase greatly in the year that lies ahead. Laws will be enacted that make it a crime to think your own thoughts and make your own choice to bow your knee only before the one true God. Those who hate me will unleash their hatred on you, both legally and socially. My true followers will be openly despised and ridiculed, rounded up and arrested for the slightest infractions and the most ludicrous of reasons. The arrest of my sheep will not even be newsworthy after a time, because the occurrence will be so widespread and common. Public opinion will be insidiously swayed to portray the enemy's vile hatred of my consecrated ones. Prejudice against that which is clean and upright and holy will be the order of the day. Pray that you may be able to stand amidst the onslaught. These are days that call for faithfulness and endurance. Do not waste your time demanding your rights or defending your names. As they persecuted me, so they will unleash an increasing wave of onslaught against you. Evil will be called good and paraded in the streets, and good will be labeled evil and prosecuted. I tell you these things now so that your faith is not shaken when it comes. The proving of your faith will result in much glory and honor to my name. Remember, amongst some you are the fragrance of life, but amongst those who are perishing in their sin, you reek of the stench of death. Keep stoking the flame of your fierce devotion to me. Let your light continue to be seen. Pray for one another, love one another, and speedily forgive your persecutors. The light can never be quenched by the darkness. Satan knows this, and it only fuels his rage. But know that he has a short time, an allotted time, and I will never leave or forsake you. I am with you in the fire heated seven times hotter, and your name is known in heaven as you resolutely continue to worship me. Not one sparrow falls to the ground without my knowledge, and you are of far greater worth. Never judge your worth by the way men treat you. Know that it is an honor to suffer for my name's sake. Put on your full battle armor, my holy ones, and know that your greatest enemy is doubt in my love for you. My love is unshakable and immovable, and the shelter of my wings is a refuge for your soul that cannot be stolen from you or confiscated. The bars of a prison cell cannot separate you from my love, and my presence cannot be taken from you by locked doors or handcuffs. The peace I give you will hold your heart firm in the days of trouble that are at the door. You have nothing to fear, for I am with you, and no man or demon can change that fact. You will be tempted to deny my name in exchange for temporal comforts and ease of daily movement, but know that those who choose rightly will find a supernatural strength imparted, and a joy that has no earthly foundation will be your portion as you fix your eyes on me, the author and the finisher of your faith. My angels will move amongst you, ministering to the heirs of salvation, bringing words of comfort and direction from my throne. Settle it now in your hearts, beloved. Will you stand for me, no matter how inconvenient or costly that loyalty proves to be? Am I your greatest treasure? And if your answer is yes, are you willing to let go of all that this world considers valuable because of me? Teach your children that they will also have to choose, that it is an honor to suffer for me. Teach them to eat my word and wield the sword of truth now. Teach them the cost of true discipleship, and teach them that the fleeting moment of death is only a doorway to my eternal presence. You have already passed from death to life. Settle your heart issues now. Do not allow double-mindedness to reign. Choose now whom you will serve, and gird yourselves to stand, and having done all, to stand. Selah.